We left the podcast, the recording with Jay Powell, and we had just had an honest discussion about what should we do for cyclocross? What can we do? And Jeremy said, go where people like cyclocross.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Muddy Mondays. It's been a long time. I don't even remember the last time we recorded a podcast, but we're back. The Muddy Mondays are back. Cyclocross is not only coming anymore, it is here, and we're excited. So, hello.
Je m'appelle David. Cette année, je parle juste en français. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm David. Magali was your entry speaker. We are very excited to bring you another season of the Muddy Mondays again in 2025, 2026. We've got a whole ton of stuff going on this fall, this winter. And I mean, the last couple of years, we were kind of searching for ourselves and kind of juggling this whole gravel cyclocross industry shift and all of that. And we shifted. We let go of all of that, and we're excited to race cyclocross this fall. So no racing this weekend. The first race of the first UCI race of the season is happening probably as we speak right now. It's Sunday afternoon. I think they're racing in Montana. It's in the afternoon. So we're not at that first race. We're starting in 72 hours, actually, our race season. And yeah, so let's rewind it. Let's go back to beginning of summer. And can you tell us a little bit about how things went? What was your summer like?
Yes, it's been a great summer. We signed with Transition Bikes this year for mountain bikes. And we've been having a really fun time racing with those guys and working with those guys. So my summer was focused towards two things. So actually, I should go back even more than that. My season last year ended abruptly, and I didn't give much news. I got sick around Christmas and around New Year's, and turns out I could not really recover from it, and so I decided to stub the season.
We ghosted you guys last year.
Yeah, we ghosted
everybody.
Welcome
to the bike industry.
Yes. So sorry about that. Yeah, it turns out I had mononucleosis, and yeah, I just stubbed the season at that point and rested. And the reason I mentioned that, it's not that relevant, but the reason I'm mentioning it is because that influenced a little bit how our spring and summer evolved. So in the spring, when I started feeling healthy again, I mean, we took, 3 months off, I think, and then eventually I started feeling healthy again and we started riding, but very, very gradually. If you have been following this podcast, maybe you've noticed that I was constantly sick almost for the last 2-3 years. And so this year, after the mono, after this whole saga, we decided to start fresh, use these 3 months off to really make a major reset, become very healthy. And that's why when we started training, I wanted it to be sustainable and not crash again. And so we started training really, really gradually throughout the spring. Did a few mountain bike races, and then as things started going well, did more mountain bike races. My biggest goal of the season was BC Bike Race, which is a 7-day mountain bike stage race in British Columbia. Awesome race, and it didn't go to plan, but it doesn't matter. Like, the whole summer was awesome. We had really fun racing mountain bikes. We had fun with the Transition crew. Both David and I think, fell in love with the bike again. I think it's fair to say. I don't know if you agree, but we both really had a good time. We improved our skills. It's just been awesome, to be honest.
Yeah, I would agree, but I'd say more fell in love with mountain biking again, because that's all I wanted to do this summer, literally. I wanted to take my mountain bike and just go ride trails every day. We have these bigger enduro trails here that we've got a bike from Transition to ride on, the Sentinel, for bigger trails. And we would go out at least once a week on these bigger trails and have so much fun just learning doing new jumps and new gaps and trying new things and steeper trails and just... It's been super fun. I personally didn't have much motivation to go out and ride 7 hours of adventure, and we didn't do that. Also, we really focused on preparing for cyclocross and enjoying time on the mountain bike. But yeah, I'm thinking about going for a mountain bike ride and how fun it would be. It just rained this morning. The dirt was probably going to be perfect. So I'm excited to probably go tomorrow morning. So yeah, I guess that's falling in love again with mountain biking.
Yeah, so I think that's been the highlight of our summer. And as David said, we didn't do many huge long rides for two reasons. I think partly I didn't want to burn myself out physically. You know, those rides require a lot of energy. And I wanted to be efficient with my energy and use it towards something that I care about, which is cyclocross and mountain biking. So we targeted the training towards that. So shorter rides, more intensity, but no super long hours that completely drain you. I didn't do that this year. And honestly, it's been awesome. Like every part of the training has been fun. And like I was kind of like David, like super into mountain biking the whole summer. And then, I mean, towards, I don't know, July, I started really being excited about cross, which was perfect because cross was coming. And so we've been focusing the last 2 months more our training towards cyclocross. And I mean, the fever is definitely there this year and we have some cool plans. So what's new, Dave? What are the plans for the season?
I mean, we didn't race much over the summer. We also didn't travel much, which has been nice just to stay home a little bit more. But we also haven't been just sitting on our butt at home on the couch waiting for cross to come. We've been pretty hard at work. We've been hard at work on two big projects, one being your book that you just launched last week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to tell us more about your book in just a few minutes. And the other project is the CX Fever Tour. And what is the CX Fever Tour? It's the Cyclocross Fever Tour. And we're going everywhere.
I mean, if we can give you an idea quickly, what is the tour? The goal of the tour, it's like a celebration of cyclocross. We mentioned falling in love again with the sport and the fever being high. And we know we're not the only one. There's a chatter around the industry that cyclocross might be dead and that cyclocross is dying, but that's not what we feel at the event, and we wanted to celebrate.
If you think cyclocross is dead, that's fine. Don't come. We don't need that vibe. You know, cyclocross doesn't need your dead vibes.
Yeah,
you know?
Or come and see. And it is not dead, and it's still fun.
This whole cyclocross fever tour came from, I think it's our most listened podcast episode so far with Jeremy Powers last year, who's a multi-time USA and like just national champion for cyclocross and just this big, big figure. And we left the podcast, the recording with Jay Powell, and we had just had an honest discussion about what should we do for cyclocross? What can we do? And Jeremy said, go where people like cyclocross. He says, don't try to, you know, shove cyclocross down the throat of people that don't want cyclocross. Go where people are excited about cyclocross. Work with people that are excited about cyclocross. And that'll probably give you more energy, and then you'll be able to put more energy back in. So the Cyclocross Fever Tour, that was the first little spark of it when we left last year. We didn't have the resources, we didn't have the energy, we didn't have the health. We were too late last year. But this year, we're going to all the USCX events. We're going to most major USA cyclocross events. With every one of these events, we're doing something special with the organizer, whether that's be like a live podcast recording, a pasta dinner with the junior girls, a pre-ride for everybody, a quick fix of people's bikes during pre-ride. That stuff is all online. We can put links at the end of this podcast, but we're doing different activations at every single event. And we're also, so we're on the road this whole time, and we're meeting the cyclocross communities in between the races and doing
clinics,
Q&As, shop visits, you name it, activations. You can call it a little book tour, a little celebration of cyclocross. You could call it the CX Fever Tour. It's all part of the same vibe and that same happening that we want to create, that same excitement about cross. So We're starting. I'll give you guys a quick example of what a week will look like. We're leaving Tuesday. We're driving south. We're headed to Vermont. We're meeting with the Green Mountain Cyclocross crew on Wednesday. They have a big team. They hold a regional event every Wednesday night at Catamount, which we've raced plenty of times in the past. They used to have big level races there. And we're doing a pre-ride clinic with everybody before the race. Max is doing the race. I'll be there just helping out in general. And then everybody's going for Maple Creamies after, and there's discussion, Q&A, vibe session, whatnot. And so that's going to be on Wednesday. Thursday morning, we wake up, drive to Virginia. Friday, we're in Virginia. We're doing a live podcast recording with a special guest during the weekend at Roanoke during GoCross. And then Monday, we're packing a car. Obviously, Max is racing Saturday, Sunday. Monday, we're repacking the car. We're headed to Toronto. We're doing a nice hangout, cool Q&A, book sign-in happening at Velo Color in Toronto on the Tuesday. We're doing a clinic and a meet and greet with the Midweek Cycling Club in Toronto on Wednesday. And then we're headed to
Rochester, where it kind of starts all over again, where Friday night we're doing a big Q&A. David is doing some quick fixes on the pre-ride on the evening. There's a Q&A with me and other just like hangout session, and then the racing starts. So that's kind of the whole vibe. I think you get it. Like a lot of activations. We're going to meet
Baltimore
people.
Baltimore Youth Cycling, Cincy Lions, Trek CX Cup. Really rad. The Half Acre Cycling in Chicago. We're doing something around Northampton, around DCCX. We're doing something around our nationals in Levy. So it's going to be fun.
We're really excited about that. And don't worry, we will on this podcast repeat every week what are the happenings of the upcoming weeks. But also on my website, magalirochette.com, you can find all of the happenings that will be there. And so if you would like to join any of them, everything is free. Like we're not charging anything. We just want to hang out with people. If sometimes there is a charge,
the midweek, the only charge there is so far is with the midweek cycling team in Toronto. The reason is they booked the park, for this clinic and they have to have insurance. And so it's a very minimal fee. It's between $5 and $15 Canadian. So that's like -$5 and -$15 US if you're coming from the US, and that's the only place so far that we have a fee for the clinic.
But that is not all. Those are the happenings that we're doing in the tour, but the tour includes other things. David mentioned a book. We also have a bunch of new CX Fever merch. Yeah, the book. Okay, well, I just want to say, like, there's also some really cool merch that's coming out, and that's also part of the tour, because, I mean, if you go to any kind of tour, there's going to be merch, and the fact that it's always cool. Like last year, we did these t-shirts, and it gave us so much energy to see how many people wanted to wear the CX Fever merch. And just when you see people wearing it, it's like you're bonding instantly, and it's nice. And so we created a bunch of merch this year, and a lot of it is made with different artists that are from the cyclocross community that created designs that are going to come out this week. And so I'm really excited about that. I think the designs are super cool, and the fact that the people that designed it or did the illustration or the drawings for them are also cyclocross racers, to me, is awesome. And so I think hopefully you're going to like it as much as we do. But anyway, there's going to be merch. I'm excited about the merch.
And you wrote a book.
And I wrote a book. Yeah. So I don't know what...
Tell us more, but what is the book? I mean, okay. We have boxes and boxes and boxes of it here, but what is it? What is it and why?
Okay, so what is it? The title of the book is called Fever, Stories and Learnings from a Career in Cyclocross. And what is it? It's basically 16 lessons that I learned throughout my career. And each of the lessons is told through a story that happened in my career. And so it's a book about cyclocross. Obviously, there's so many stories about cyclocross. Some of the lessons are very specific to cyclocross. Sometimes, you know, there's a lesson about how to pre-ride intentionally and be smart about what you're doing, what you're looking at when you're doing the course recon, but also other lessons. Although I learned them through cyclocross, they can apply to everyday endeavor, everyone who's pursuing a goal. Would you say that says it well?
Yeah, there's also, I mean, there's 230 pages in the book. So there's not like, it's not like a little booklet, you know, like it's a full on book. And so yes. There's also a bunch of really cool exclusive stories you've never told before.
All of them are exclusive stories. None of them I've told before. Yeah,
so, and the book reads like you read an Instagram feed. It's so aesthetically pleasing. I mean, you could go back later to your design team and the folks we work with, but you grab the book and you just like, I read that content over and over and over again. And when we got the first printed version of the book, I sat down in the couch and I read it again, just because the flow with the images, the graphic, the size, the actual print, the paper, the colors, it just feels alive in your hand. And it's much more pleasing than reading a white PDF, for sure. You know? Yeah. But I thought a good example was this. We did we started the CX Fever Tour in Laval yesterday.
Locally, yes.
Laval's a local town, and they had an introduction day to cyclocross. So we went and just helped out. We were two coaches over there. And there's a kid who bought a book, Isaac, who might be listening to this podcast. Super cool guy. He's 15, 16 years old, and he's a young cyclocross racer, and he's pretty good. He's like national level good, and he's got, you know, good potential. And he took the book and he drove back home. And 2 hours later, he sent us a note and he says, "Hey, this is absolutely incredible. I can't believe the amount of good quality tips and good, interesting stories there are. I'm already at page 50. And so he sat down and he read the whole thing, and he is, yes, a cyclocross racer. So for sure, the cyclocross specific things he understands really well. But to me, that generation doesn't read much. And so that tells me how entertaining the book can be also, because it's been a page turner for Isaac and for me and for your parents, even your mom who doesn't race cyclocross really enjoyed it. So yeah, it's I think that's what it is, you know?
Yeah, I guess a way to describe it is it's part memoir, part guidebook. But it is not a biography. Like, it's a lot of my story, but it's not the whole story. I think it's a book that you can flip through. You can read in many different ways. You can stop and read it from cover to cover if you want, and it will make sense in that way. But it's also a book that you can put on a coffee table and kind of flip through it, open it to, I don't know, page 78, and because it catches your eyes, and you can go through and you can just read that that chapter. And it can make sense in that way as well. So it's like that kind of book, you know, it can be read or enjoyed in many different ways.
It could also just be scrolled as a coffee table book.
Totally.
We got photos from a dozen different photographers, maybe?
There's over 100 photos in it. There's some illustrations.
There's some little checklists, some things like that. It's pretty interactive, and the photos are really, really pretty. Our brother-in-law, who just had his first peek yesterday at the book, said it this morning. He says, "I just sat down and I looked at the photos because they were amazing." And the company we work with for printing the book and the other company we work with for designing the book did an amazing job. They're really thinking about presenting the book for design and printing of the year at the Quebec Printers Gala.
For small publications.
So anyway, I think this is it for the book, guys.
Well,
we'll do a full episode on the book later.
I just want to say, you asked me why I wrote it. Yep. And I think I want to say that because, there's a few reasons why I wrote it. The first reason is because I always enjoyed writing, and I always had this idea in my mind that I would like to write something, a real writing project, not just a newsletter, not just something that is online. To me, a book is something very special because it's something that's tangible. It's something that you can touch. It's an object that you can live with. And I personally have many memories of books. Like if I think of a book that I read, I remember the moment I was in when I read it, and I remember what I was doing or where I was, and it creates like a special connection. And I think that in our, in the world we live in now, there's just so much content that we can have at the tip of our fingers, I mean, nonstop if we want. But I think a book, if you decide to sit down and read a book, you've made a decision to actually sit down and connect with this book and kind of dive deeper into it. And I thought there was something special about it. I personally love that kind of, that medium of I don't know, of communication. Like, I think that's probably my favorite. And if, I don't know, I'm just not that much of a short form person. Like, I love long form, and I think it's easier for me to express myself.
Blah,
exactly.
Blah.
So that's, well, that was the first reason. Second reason is, I mean, what we do in this career, like the things that we learn sometimes are so specific. You know, you learn about clipping your pedal, like all the things that you learn in cyclocross is so specific. And I've always thought that if it's not shared, I mean, it's kind of pointless, you know, like you use it for yourself and it's nice because you have your own experience and it's cool, but what is it worth if you never share it? And a lot of people share it in different ways. You know, some people take on other team members on their team and they can pass along the information to younger athletes, and that's awesome. But to me, that was a way of sharing that information that I've, that we have gathered over the last 12 years. And that has been helpful to me. And I thought, you know, if it can help one person, I'll be happy I did it. So that was the other reason.
I think it's, you know, sharing is a way to exponentially amplify your experience, you know, because you have that experience. Yes, you could be better. You can do these tasks in an easier way than 10 years ago, maybe. But if you share it with a 16-year-old racer, well, he's going to do those much, much, much quicker. He's going to have that experience probably easier for him. And so he's probably going to gain something more, like add a layer to your experience, that if then he shares, like the communal knowledge and the level of everybody just gets lifted.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the when the tide rise all boats, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes, that's,
I think
what,
that's
it,
what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's totally true, and that's one of the reasons. And I don't know, I mean, to be honest, like I ended up absolutely loving every minute of the process of writing it. I love writing it. I loved working with the team that helped me bring the Word document to an actual book. And I think it helped to fuel my fever. Like it got me excited, like working on that book and thinking back on those stories and those learnings. It helped me become even more excited about the season. And it's just been an awesome process. And just want to say quick, and then we're done with the book, but just a quick thank you to the whole team that worked on it. It was corrected and edited by Cycling Weekly's editor, that's Anne-Marie Work, that you might know. And then there's a local team here that it started with, the printer, that decided to give us a hand and just support us through this project. And so we got to see the whole printing process and the whole binding process and learn a lot about this world. And then,
I mean, we'll do a full episode on the book, you know, okay, where, because it's so, like, we take books in our hands every day, or printed things, you know, in our hand, packaging or whatever we use, that it's part of our daily life, but we don't understand how they're made and we don't understand the people behind it. But we had the chance to kind of go behind the scenes and go to the printer, go to the binder, go with the designer, meet all these people and get that work done with them. And it was extremely interesting. And I think it's worth dedicating a 20-30 minute episode on what are the processes, you know, because we were so ignorant.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's true. There's a full story about it.
We got a Word document. We're like, hey, let's make a book out of this. And like, that's really not how it works. You know, it's a good start, but that's not how it works. So again, you know, I think if we could share the experience, you know, it would be super fun. And it would also a good way to show support and show that we appreciated the folks we work with.
Perfect. So then, I mean, that's it for this season. Like, that's our plan. We're going to be at the USCX to start. That's the first part of our CX Fever tour. And then there will be a second part, which we will give all the dates and the information about. And then later on, we will go to Europe at some point, but we're not there yet. So for now, what is the podcast going to be this year, David? Like, what are we trying to achieve with the Muddy Mondays? What can people expect from these weekly episodes?
Nothing specific. But they lower their expectations and you'll always be surprised. No, I'm just kidding. We're trying to bring you guys on board for the season, showcase the scenes, showcase the happenings. So if we go and do a clinic with the Cincy Lions on a Wednesday night, well, we might have somebody from the Cincy Lions telling us how they got the 300 kids in Cincinnati racing cyclocross every given weekend. And so we'll try to showcase these hot spots of cyclocross whenever that's possible. If that's not possible, maybe it'll be some things we learned doing these clinics that we'll share. Maybe it'll be, we had this idea of doing team dinners with different teams. So maybe go with Comp Edge for one Friday night and have them invite us for dinner. Did you guys hear that? Comp Edge, we're waiting on an invitation for dinner. And then talk with these guys, introduce the team, get to know them. So it'll be different things. It's not going to be a fixed structure every week of like 5 minutes of this, 5 minutes of that, then a weekend recap and blah, 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 blah. We just want to stay open. We want to share what's going to be exciting, and we don't know what's going to be exciting. So we're keeping it open.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's it for today then. I think we talked through everything we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, the only thing that I think of is if people, we talked about the book a lot, but if people want to buy the book, if they want to get your book, you can meet us in person at any one of these CX Fever Tour events. We have a sprinter loaded with books that we're excited to share with everybody. We'll have ways to pay for them on site through the website, so that's easy. You can also order anytime on your website. That's MagalieRochette.com, her full name. And then if you order it, we'll ship it as soon as we can. So it doesn't matter if we're not home for the next month, if we're on the road, we have a whole shipping station in a box that we travel with. So, you know, at least twice a week, we'll stop by USPS or UPS and ship all the packages we had. We already shipped over 300 books. So, yeah, our house is full of cardboard boxes and envelopes, and everybody ordered a book already. If you've ordered a book in the past 3 weeks, your book has gone either Friday or is leaving the post office on Monday morning. So everybody should have it this week.
And I think, yes, what is next? Next week, we will announce a few new partners that are coming on board this year. There is also, we forgot when we talked about their merch, but we have some special stuff that was made also by VeloColor. But maybe we talk about that next week with the new partners.
I mean, there's so much new with so much excitement.
So much
stuff. It's hard to package in a podcast episode. But you know, hang tight, come back every week, share the excitement, and you'll be up to news.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for taking the time to listen to us. We are really excited about this season. We hope you are too. As usual, we are always open to your questions, your suggestions. If you have people you would like us to talk to and have interviewed on this podcast, let us know. If you have questions for us, let us know. If you have anything, please let us know and we'll be happy to include it in the next episode. So thank you for listening and happy cyclocross season to everybody.
Till next week, cyclocross fans.